they made the decision very quickly to, once they did make a decision, that they were about removing Stewart to replace him immediately. And obviously they've moved very quickly in that. Some may say that that's probably been on the card, might have been on the cards for weeks. We don't know that, but one thing's for sure, it's one of the quickest turnarounds I've seen.
What do you make of the appointment itself? I mean, he's somebody with experience in the Championship. How significant is that?
Well, it's going to be important for anybody to come in if they've got some experience. It's not for a novice, and Dougie certainly had the experience. He's no question he did well at Palace, and although it didn't turn out well, it was a fantastic move for him to Bolton, but it didn't turn out well for him there. You know, he's still got the freshness of the Championship in his head, and so he knows the teams and what's required. I'm sure that the chairman of Forest Football Club will be thinking and hoping that he can hit the ground running.
The other significant thing about this is after an appointment of Billy Davis, who was a popular appointment for many at the time, Stuart Pearce, who was a popular appointment at the time, this seems the opposite of that, actually. Supporters not reacting especially positively to the news. So what sort of a challenge does he face in that sense, replacing a man who is a legend at the club in Stuart Pearce?
Well, one of the things that Stuart can go away with pride is the fact that he's brought the club together, back together with the supporters. It was certainly fragmented and distanced, no question about it. There was a lot of fans disillusioned about the football club itself and where it was going. But the arrival of Stuart, and his popularity had embraced the football club, his love affair with the football club was magnified on, you know, all around, and that brought the supporters back to the football club. The decision today with the chairman obviously relieving Stuart of his duties and replacing him with Dougie Friedman is not going to feel the same, and the supporters will still be slightly wounded by losing the legend in Stuart Pearce. But I think they'll, you know, like all the true supporters, they'll support their team and try and give Dougie Friedman the respect and the support that he'll need, certainly in the early stages.